This is Fesco and Dusty.
I got Mahomes' balls in my hands.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh yeah, football, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts.
All right, rolling through Tuesday morning here, 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco with you. Dusty is off today. He will be back tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan. Tomorrow, of course, we'll talk a little college football with Jay Binkley. I see Drew's in there as well.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go. He just got a new college football preview book.
Oh, which one did he get?
By Brett Cianca?
I don't know.
Yeah, apparently Josh Pate's new guy. Josh Pate said you should buy this.
Okay.
You should buy this one, and so he's like, "All right, I'm going to listen to Josh Pate and buy it."
Okay.
And he was showing me it's depth. It's got some depth to it for sure.
Is it better than Phil Steele's Texas High School Preview magazine?
That's the one that he used to get. So he said he'll tell me which one's better.
Okay, because the Phil Steele one has fakes out there now. People are selling fake.
What?
It's been bad.
Bad.
And Amazon people are ordering them. They're coming. What is this? And
get back.
Like, I didn't send that. Four different places have had fake Phil Steele Texas High School. If you don't know, and most people don't, Phil Steele puts this magazine out every year in the state of Texas, previewing every single Texas high school football team. It is an incredible read. I mean, it is of the most in-depth things you will ever see. Just do yourself a favor. Yeah. If you're down in Texas on business and you see it on a newsstand or you're there on vacation or hell, order it. Just get this thing. I mean, when this thing used to arrive, Binkley would take his pants off.
Of course he did.
You know?
There's juice all over the place.
Yeah, so that's... That is quite a publication, the Texas High School Football Phil Steele Preview. It's unbelievable because you think about Texas, obviously high school football is huge, but I mean, there's like 800 high schools in Texas. Every single one gets a roster breakdown. No matter if you're the biggest or the smallest, they're breaking down your roster.
That's so much. But hey, football is religion down there.
So I mean, it just means more.
It does, they say, right?
Yes.
Let's do Start Bench Cut.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
All right, Start Bench Cut's all brought to you by my friends over at Jay's South Lanto. Be in the know and use Jay's South Lanto. These guys are the best. I talk about it all the time. When my daughter had their wreck, they sent out Rusty, their safety guy, took care of everything for us. Then the tow truck came. An unbelievable experience with Jay's South Lanto.
Yeah, I haven't used them, but my friends have, and I've recommended them to them when they've been in trouble.
You don't want to use them.
Well, no, you never want to have to, but I had a friend who had to, and I said, all right, I know somebody, and then they called them, and they were like, dude, they were great.
Yeah, they're outstanding.
They're the best. All right, Start Bench Cut. I don't know in what aspect I put these three teams. I'm trying to remember my idea here. Let's just say for hatred, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders.
Well, see, this is where the generation thing comes in. So as far as hatred, I'm starting the Raiders, benching the Broncos, cutting the Chargers. They're irrelevant. I assume you're going in a different order.
Yeah, I'll start the Broncos, cut the Raiders, or bench the Raiders and cut the Chargers.
Yeah. The Chargers just have never done enough to be warranted as a real rival right now in this division. It could change.
No, I've always kind of I don't know. I don't mind the Chargers. I liked Philip Rivers for a large part of it. There was a moment where
they were never a huge
threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, exactly right. I mean, in the time when they were great, I was too young to really, really be locked in. Those early 2000s teams were awesome with LT and stuff. But I just wasn't as locked in there when they had maybe the best offense in the league for one season.
Generation thing, you go, when they were great. I'm thinking of 80s and Dan Fouts. And you're
no, I love watching Dan Fouts clips, though. I do love watching Dan Fouts clips.
I'm like, oh, yeah, but Dan Fouts back in the day and Don Coryell and that air attack offense that was so awesome. Yeah, they were great. Oh, the 2000s.
Yeah, LT Gates. Fave rookie from preseason game number one.
Okay.
Emmitt Johnson, R. Mason Thomas, Cyrus Allen, start bench cut.
Ugh.
I know, they were all awesome.
I'll start Johnson, Thomas, Allen.
Okay.
I'll bench nobody and I'll cut nobody.
I'll start Thomas.
I think R. Mason Thomas was the biggest
Whoa.
Here we go. Like, that's someone coming off the edge.
I've wanted this guy for a year.
Please.
Thank God. OU. Way to go, Boomer Sooner. Kurt Nelson loves that.
Like, Karloftis has had his moments. He's had a good season or maybe a season and a half that's been really good. But someone with speed and bend off the edge, I didn't realize how much I wanted it and wished for it until I saw it. Just a flash of it in that preseason game. Starting him, benching him at Johnson. It was great to see a backup running back. Again, a backup running back.
Yeah.
Forced 10 missed tackles, almost as many as Pacheco did all last year. And I'll cut Cyrus Allen.
Wow! You're cutting a wide receiver in a position you think stinks. I love it.
I know. He did great. He did awesome. It's nothing against him. It's just those two other guys were just fantastic.
Yeah,
they were
so
more reps.
Good. I mean, like, you're asking me to pick my favorite child at this point.
Exactly. Yes, I'm starting all of them. Okay, how about this? Sports months. Start bench cut. August, July, February.
So you're taking like the three worst months of sports,
yes.
Right? All right, so let's look at this. I'm going to go February as I'm going to start February because in February you still have the Super Bowl. You're gearing up for March Madness and spring training. So I'm going to start February. I am going to bench August because you got preseason football games. The college football stuff is starting to get big. The drama is out there with the NFL. It's all back. Remember the first day of the NFL season, we had that much drama,
yep.
You know, on day one. So I will bench July and or August, and then I will cut July because there's just nothing going on.
Nothing going on in July. Yeah. I don't know. I'll start February like you did. I will bench July and I will cut August. The reason I'll bench July is because it feels like we're getting closer to football and preseason hadn't quite started yet, so you get a bunch of takes. And once preseason actually starts, it's not as exciting as we all talk about it.
Yeah, because all of our hot takes like get, you know, decimated because of the actual performance of these guys. You're like, I thought that guy was good. Oh, he's really good. Well, hell, there goes that topic.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather live in hypothetical what-if season for a little longer.
Okay.
August, to me, I'm just like, this isn't real, but it's not fake. And it's just a weird, weird month for sports, so I'm cutting August. How about best three sports months? Well, widely considered November, October, April.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, which one? Start, bench, cut. I think those are. That's, you know.
October's the best sports month. It really is. You got the World Series. You've got basketball and hockey getting started up. You're in the crux of the football season, both collegiately and at the pro level. October has everything going on. You get to November. Yeah, football's still there. But the newness of basketball and hockey is worn off. Baseball's over. It's just football at that point in time. I think April are good. June is becoming a really good sports month now as well.
June is becoming really good. I'll start November because the same things are true with football. Still in the thick of it. You've got NHL and NBA kind of getting more serious, and you've got the World Series. So I'll start that.
No, November, the World Series is over. October is your World Series.
I think it now. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's called the October Classic.
I'm aware. It's called March Madness.
It ends in April. No, I think the last day of the World Series this year is slated to be on October 31st.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it does spill over.
I was
going to
say, last year
I
know it spilled over into November.
But
that's fair.
You know, just
fair.
That doesn't count as the month, though.
No, that's fair. I'll start October then. I'll bench November and I will cut April, even though April's freaking awesome, too. Okay, how about this? Country club sports, ooh, tennis, golf, swimming.
Yeah, I'm going to start swimming and bench tennis and cut golf.
Yeah, we'll do. Is this to watch? Are you doing to watch or to play?
All?
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll do the same order, but it's really close. Actually, no, I'll bench golf. I'll cut tennis, even though I really do like tennis. It's just less accessible for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can watch golf like all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to a bar right now, that's going to be what's on in the afternoons. It's going to be golf.
Golf,
it's going to be a baseball
game.
So it's just going to be on. I'm going to be watching it. So I will bench that. But yeah, I wish we got to watch swimming more, honestly. I wish it was more accessible and more popular. Swimming's great.
I think professional Olympic sports teams would be really cool.
Like, yes.
And I don't know how cool it would be, but I think it would be like watching when my kids were in junior high and they were doing track, watching the older kids run the 100-meter dash. I'm like, damn. That's awesome. Could you imagine like an Olympic team for every city where you had a swimming event, you had a sprinting event?
Hell yes.
I don't know. Just something different to throw out there. It's a 2-hour event. You're going to swim. You're going to run. You're going to do a couple of Olympic events and you go compete against another team and see where you end up.
Herbert, Hurts, Lawrence, before we get out of here.
I'll start Hurts. I'll bench Herbert. I'll cut Lawrence.
And I will start Herbert, bench Lawrence, and I will cut Hurts.
Well, there you go. Coming up here. This weekend, it matters the most. We'll tell you what it is next.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Alohi Gilman, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.